Further ado, as we open up the closing session for State of the Map 2024, I'd like to invite to the stage Danny.
Okay, thanks, Jeffrey. Yeah, the microphones don't like me. This is sad, right? Unfortunately, the time has come. The reason why we're here is not a great one, but I do hope that this weekend filled you with unforgettable memories, connections, and friends. I personally, for anyone who's attending their first ever State of the Map, whether it's your first ever global or your first ever, I hope you made friends. In my personal experience, my best friends as adults are because of OSM. And it's amazing. I'm incredibly grateful for OSM and State of the Map in particular. It brings all of us. I know some people don't like this word, but I think it does describe us well. We're geo nerds, and we all have that niche that some people outside of here don't get. So we have that is connecting us. So keep pushing. I hope you're all filled with energy to continue mapping. I hope all of our collective passion for this beloved project and community keeps flourishing. And I hope we all stay connected and in contact with one another. As a member of the board, if you were at the previous session, you know our channels are always open. And I, on behalf of the board, please reach out to any of us whenever. You can reach out to the board directly, board@osmfoundation.org. Or if you just want to talk to Roland, you can reach out to Roland specifically, or reach out whenever you want through any communication channels. We're here for you. And I want to thank the Sutton Working Group for this amazing conference. There's Lauren Walter will thank an incredible group of people later, because it takes a whole force to do something like this. And I want to also thank everyone who came to the first ever dancing working group meeting last night. So I hope we have more of those. So hopefully next year we have our second meeting, and I hope you're all there ready to dance. So now I'm gonna be very cheesy. Gracias, thank you, merci, shukran. And Asante Sana, Kenya. And with that, I have the honor and privilege to welcome to the stage two amazing people who, without them, this would not have been possible. Laura and Walter.
Hello. Hello. I didn't forget that. Ta-da! Yeah, I'm very sure that after this conference, probably I'm going to change my career. Don't ask me from where to where, but probably the way I'm liking the microphone. Yeah, the way I'm liking the microphone is being too much, a little bit too much. I think I should get some hands-on skills, more busy or something like that. But again, thank you very much. We are here just to quickly appreciate everyone, every supporter who made this successful. And of course, we are hoping that you're enjoying Kenya. You know, let me speak as the local host from the government position that hope you spend some money in Kenya. We need some money. We need some money as the government as well. So please enjoy Kenya. don't leave immediately. I'm not advising you to delay your flight or cancel it, please, but spend money wisely. So yeah, let's quickly just do some appreciating very important people who made this possible. And Laura, please. I know you were waiting.
Oh, really? So for this year's State of the Map, we had 3 conference days from Friday till today. And out of that, we had 49 sessions that were facilitated by 60 speakers. And the breakdown that we had, a keynote on the first day, we had 35 presentations, 9 workshops, 4 self-organized sessions, 13 poster presentations, and 24 lightning talks, and 3 pre-events, youth mappers, missing maps, Hot OSM open mapping hub, and 2 amazing social events, if I do so, see myself. So a round of applause for all the speakers. We hope that the sessions sparked new ideas and also maybe had you learning new tips here and there. And more statistics is that we had a total of 220 Nairobi participants, 94 Venilas participants, and 54 countries represented. Yeah, so Walter can come back to thank the Global Committee.
Yes, yes. I hope I get this right. I think this conference, we started planning this back last year from around June, if I'm right? Please correct me if I'm wrong. Around June, right? Yeah, around June. And we want sincerely to appreciate the State of the Map Global Committee. We want to ask them, please, to come so that we can clap for them. They've been meeting every monthly in there. We started meeting weekly until we saw this happen. Please, you can come. We need to clap for them. Please, keep on clapping. Your time is coming. We will clap for you when it comes. Please. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We can clap for them. Clap for them. More rounds of applause. Thank you very much for the awesome support. And so you can please take your seats. I was waiting for the camera. Thank you. The next one is, Walter has been badging them every week that we have to meet and plan this as local, the local committee. And therefore, members of the local committee that we've been meeting every Tuesday, please, if you're here, I know some might have stepped out. If you're here, you can come or you can stand wherever you are. Please, I know we can see your name here. So come on, I know there are more. I know, okay, please come. I know we have more. Oh, please don't tell me you're scared. Okay, fine. We will survive with that. Okay, the demand is high. As we always say, the local host, the pressure greases. So please, just 2? That is not fair enough.
Peter.
Wow, okay. Thank you. You can take your seats. Again.
Yeah, and for us to be able to coordinate between the State of the Map Working Group and so many people, speakers, partners, sponsors, it's impossible for us to handle all this. Our relationships, some are at the board level. So we had a lot of administrative support from Dorothea. I don't know if all of us have met her. I'm sure Dorothea is online on the OSMF booth, so thank you so much, Dorothea. And Michelle from accounting for making sure all the payments, and we have some food and we have some drinks, and everything. Every other year for Set of the Map, there's a scholars program where we try to bring many people from various parts of the world to attend the conference. And this year, I think this might have been the largest scholars program, if I'm not wrong. So we were able to support a lot of participants from around the world and also the East African region because of the proximity. So I don't know if scholars are in the room. I hope you know you're amazing, and not everyone gets to get this chance. So continue doing the amazing work you're doing within your communities, and I hope you take on more roles within the OSM space. Again, for the travel grant, I think maybe this is a repetition. Other than administrative support, Dorothea also worked a lot with Lorenzo, who should be... Oh, okay, I went up. who worked a lot with Lorenzo, who coordinated all the conversations with the scholars from selection to also making sure they are accepted and they're able to attend the conference. I'm sure all the scholars know who Lorenzo is, so a round of applause for Lorenzo. He couldn't join us. Cool. Then on the program, how your talks are selected is you submit your proposals, and a couple of reviewers look at them, and the selection is done. So we also had a very huge list. So many of them are here. Maybe you could stand up and a round of applause for reviewing hundreds of applications, I guess. And if you've seen them standing, then maybe you ask them how you joined the program committee for next set of the map. Then on the program committee as well, we had an academic track that happened today that was chaired by Marco and and Peter. So a round of applause for that as well. I don't think they are here,
Okay, the next team is the streaming team under the guidance of Manfred. They've been doing some awesome work. Please, you can stand, so we appreciate you. The streaming team, we cannot ask them to come, but you can stand. We can see you. And thank you for the contribution that you've been doing, giving us some quality work. I know Enoch is around. Please, Enoch, simplifying the work. Come on. Thank you very much for the awesome work. Thank you. Then I want to recognize a special friend of ours. So for all these designs you're seeing, we had a local friend of ours who helped us design them. And he's here. His name is Paul. Where is Paul? Paul, come on, Paul. Please come. Just come, please. I know I didn't tell you this, but I'm going to put you on the spotlight. Come on. Come on. Let's clap for him until he gets here. He designed the logo and all other the designs that you can see. All this was done by Paul. So the spotlight is, please, in 1 minute, tell us what motivated you to have all this.
Even, I guess, before he comes in, I think one thing that's interesting is that he responded to the call for logo design, and he's not an OSM contributor, so yeah, just to see.
Hi, everyone. So, I didn't expect to talk. So, the inspiration for the logo was the Nairobi cityscape, which I think is very visible in the logo. And then there's a giraffe, of course, because Nairobi is very unique. We have a national park and a city, which is very close to each other. So, I added that in, and then the state of the map sign for locals, you know, the signage that we have for the roads, basically, and it looks similar to that. So basically, I just included that in, and that was it. So actually, I got this from a friend at work who told me there's this state of the map. His cousin is one who contributes to OSM. So he told me, "Do you want to contribute? Do you want to send a logo?" And I was like, "Okay, let me just try," and I didn't expect it to win, but out of nowhere, I just got a call from Walter and told me, yeah, we're going with the logo. And I was like, okay, great. Yeah. So I've attended like two sessions, really. And I don't really know anything about maps, to be honest. But I think it's really interesting what you guys do. And if there's a way, maybe you can involve those of us who don't really know about maps to also understand and appreciate what you guys actually do. I think that would also help the community, your community, as a whole. Yeah.
Yes, I know some of us have cousins. You know what to do. Let's grow the community, please. Talk to your cousins. Hopefully it works. we've had quite a number of volunteers for this conference, and most of us here are volunteers. So we want to ask all the volunteers to stand. You're around 109. I know you know yourself on the spreadsheet, so please. We didn't share the screenshot for the spreadsheet. So you can just stand so that we appreciate you for coordinating, helping so everything works well. Please stand, please stand. Thank you. We couldn't do without you, and we really appreciate your effort and making this a success. Thank you very much. And yes, and now we, you know, here is where you don't mess. I have to be very keen before we don't get any other support next time. So let me be a little bit relaxed. So this time we want to really appreciate our sponsors. I think they've been here with us, most of them. They've worked with us until this conference has come to an end. We really appreciate them, and now we want to appreciate Microsoft. Can we clap for them? Yes, let's clap for them. Clap harder. We appreciate TomTom. Let's clap for them. They had a booth outside there. I hope you visited their booths and picked a pair of happy socks. Sorry, I didn't wear mine. They were giving some nice socks. Please, I hope you didn't miss that. We had Esri. Let's clap for Esri. We had Meta. Let's clap again. Then we have GeoFabric. And of course, we have a special recognition. We have Hot. I know. They've supported us, and we've had quite a number of 27 scholars through the Open Summit program. And before we exit the stage, I want to ask two of the sponsors. I have two very hard questions for them. Hopefully they help by answering them. So I want to welcome TomTom on the stage. Please. So my first question is, you will introduce yourself, right? Then the other question will be, you tell us your experience of the conference. Then the last question is, why you think it's important to support these conferences?
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Salim Baidoun. I'm the Community and Partnership Manager in TomTom, responsible mainly for Europe and Latin America. It was a privilege, really, to see the enthusiasm, the spirits in Africa. Thank you very much, Kenya. Thank you, Africa. It meant a lot to me. I mean, you were talking about bringing socks. I got more gifts than giving you out. So thank you very much again. You asked me, why is it important? It's important because, first of all, I think that Africa deserves this after this really remarkable, achievement. One thing I just urge the working groups and the OSM Foundation is that for Africa, for Asia, for Latin America, please push for this global events. I mean, we don't want all the time to have it in Europe. I wish for more representatives from other regions to come here. I mean, it's safe, it's nice. You can still do safaris. You can spend money, right? That's important. Spend money here and do a lot of fun stuff. In TomTom, we will always support. My colleague also, Hajja, she had done a remarkable job. Applause to her. Responsible for Africa. So we will continue, and we are really committed. I know that a lot of people, they have some strong sentiments towards cooperatives, and I would like you, please, to start not being so much divisive. We are, at the end, human beings. We are people. We are contributors to the map, to OpenStreetMap. I was hearing Benny's session today about editing and or the trends of editing in cooperatives. You saw that there's a decrease, but if you should put another graph for the community that they increased in the number of edits. So this is very important also. No contradiction, my friend. So that's very important for us. Thank you again. And fly safe back home and see you in other events. Thank you.
Yes, and the last sponsor that I'm going to invite on the stage is Microsoft. I also have good questions for you. So one is, you introduce yourself, and of course, this is general for us as the local and as Kenya. You tell us how you feel about Kenya, Nairobi, and of course the conference. Then the last question is, will you recommend other organizations to sponsor such conferences, and why?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Hi everyone, my name is Nemanja. I'm product manager in Microsoft. I work for, product manager, as I said, in Open Maps. So our goal is actually to use OSM and to contribute to OSM at the first place. So to encourage others as well, and after that to use it in and to serve in Bing Maps. I personally find really interesting. This is my first time actually to visiting Kenya. My friends are over there from Microsoft. Just stand up, hi. they are visiting as well, so we are planning just to stay day or two after, so to be able actually to go south to some safaris and to visit giraffes and everything. So it is really beautiful. I believe that Microsoft is a strong brand and sending a strong message to others, being a platinum sponsor, proud platinum sponsor to others, so other companies can see that. And we are really proud that once you visit Bing Maps, you will see in the bottom corner that saying that we are proud to be powered by OSM. So I believe that is a really strong message to others and other companies to use it. So thank you once again, and I'm looking forward again meeting you to other global and local SOTMs. Thank you.
The very last, I like the way you're anticipating for something. I want to appreciate us. Laura, welcome. We want to thank Laura and myself for being the MC and the host. Laura, thank you for supporting us, the local team, and supporting me to be here, because I'll be, probably words will have already gone. And the next thing is, I want to welcome Geoffrey to introduce something very new. So let's hear something from Geoffrey. Welcome.
Yes. Okay. So before I share my next slide, I just want to thank all of you for being here. And also the people who are online on Venueless, thank you also for being engaged, being friendly, constructive, mind-opening discussions, for supporting each other during the event, for your ideas. Kristen introduced me as like I'm part of the team that is, code of conduct. I haven't had any issues, So thank you for being respectful of each other and of having a good conference. But before I leave the stage, see you at State of the Map 2025. And a big question is, where do you think it is? You want to come back? Okay, so I'm privileged to share this news as part of the State of the Map working group to announce the venue, and I'm going to do this. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Come on, can't do this now. Okay. Annalie, come to the stage. Annalie. Yes, we are going to Manila.
Yeah,
we're
going to Manila. Well, is it done?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we can play it again.
Yeah. We'll play it again later, after. Oh. But yeah, I actually have a speech for his or. You know, just to honor my my teams who are not here. So yeah, it's like winning an award. But last night I don't have any speech, but yeah, today I have. So okay. I remember my first State of the MAP was in 2018, and that was the first time I presented in the whole OpenStreetMap community. I presented my dream destination, which is an island paradise in the Philippines. I started off with these lines. And I'm saying it again now, and this is actually the beginning of my speech. So the Philippines is made up of 7,000 plus islands, and there are 7,000 reasons to love the Philippines. So, on behalf of the OpenStreetMap Philippines community, we are delighted to bring home the State of the MAP 2025 and welcome you to our shores. We would love the whole OpenStreetMap community to join us at this State of the MAP as we look back to where we came from, look closely at where we are now, and look forward where we would like to be next. This is also a historic moment to our region, Southeast Asia! and we hope you're as excited as we are to be part of it. Again, we welcome all of you OpenStreetMap mappers and contributors from all around the world to our shores. Mabuhay! And see you again in Manila for State of the MAP 2025. Thank you!
So that you go out with this excitement once more. Yes, if you need a reason to go to the Philippines next year, that's it. Yes. So, and with that, I think we close the conference. Yeah, we have come to the end. And that's it. Thank you so much for coming to Nairobi. Hope to see you at the next set of the MAP 2025 and at other regional events. Thank you, and travel safe back home.